Extremely extreme sports. Not long ago, those turned off by the greed and grim solemnity of pro sports could turn to extreme sports like snowboarding and speed climbing. But now, many of the extremists, propped up by huge sponsorship contracts, are just as dollar-driven and take themselves just as seriously. That's why we're heartened to hear of the extremely extreme sports, in which competitors compete for the sheer fun of it, and the game itself is insignificant, irrelevant, and still a glorious lark. Last month, 80 competitors from 10 nations went to Germany for the first World Championship of Extreme Ironing, a hot new board sport that combines the buzz of surfing with the satisfaction of a well-pressed shirt. Challenged to let off steam in a dangerous settings, from mountain peaks to rapids, contestants were judged on the difficulty of their athletic undertaking and the quality of their creases in their clothing. The victorious British squad pressed ahead by steering an inner tube through white water while warbling, "God Save the Queen." When was the last time you heard an NFL quarterback whistle while he worked? Competitors at England's Cooper Hill Cheese Rolling Championship, in which the aim is to catch up with an 8-pound cheese wheel plummeting down a 45-degree slope, are especially upbeat. That two cheese chasers were hospitalised and 13 others treated by paramedics at this year's event has done nothing to dim enthusiasm for next year's. As one well-ripened vet has said, "If you can't completely hurl yourself down a hill in pursuit of a double Gloucester, what's the point in living? It's not too late to get off your couch and into fun sports. You can head to next month's Pumpkin Chunk in World Championships in Lewis, Delaware, where pumpkins will be heaved over a soybean field by contraptions made out of everything from tree trunks to giant rubber bands.